The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Otto Lohse.
Good morning, John, and welcome back.
Thank you very much. Otto's with the New Hyde Park Advisory Group. And I haven't been around for a while, but last week was my first week, and it's always good to be with Otto. And we'll talk about that later.
We're going
to
talk about your story later.
Absolutely. And let me just give you a little bit about Project Independence. Project Independence is the Town of North Hempstead's initiative to help people age in place. And we do this with, first of all, I always try to give it out first, 311. Call 311 for everything. In fact, since its inception, 311 has received 162,000 calls from seniors and people throughout North Hempstead area looking for assistance. It's just tremendous. And there's transportation for doctor visits, for shopping. There's programs every day, pretty much 7 days a week. I mean, it really is. So as opposed to trying to go through them all, Christina talks about that in the Christina Liu Show at the 11:30 hour. But the point is, call 311. And if you have a question, go ahead, Otto.
Yeah, well, people are lined up out in the parking lot for that segment with Christina.
Oh, it's been unbelievable. Yeah. It's been unbelievable. You know, I work now in Jericho, and I used to work in Garden City, but I work in Jericho. We switched locations. The traffic, and people have been complaining. I said, you know, what's going on at LIU at 11:30? I said, it's the Christina Liu Show.
Yeah, it's quite a reputation.
And we have another showwoman with us today, which is Kate Beckman. And Kate is with the Long Island Arts Alliance, but more importantly, Kate has a show coming up, Flavors of Life.
Yes.
And it's a cabaret of stories and songs sparked by our memories and experiences with food. And I was talking to somebody yesterday, and I just want to tell you something, that I went for my gerontology degree, and my thesis was manja memory. And what that was, in order to get people, you can't get people to talk sometimes, and they have stuff that they need to share, they need to get out. So I created a recipe book. I went around and I asked people to give me their favorite recipe that they remember from their mother.
Oh.
They gave their recipe, and then I had 7 or 8 questions with it. And it's amazing. Some went well, some went bad, but bottom line, it was a very non-evasive way to get somebody to open up and reflect back and think. Without saying, Otto, tell me about your mom. Well, yeah. Tell me about something. So you say, nakwish, or it was scrambled eggs. And then you went from there. There was never enough ketchup, or my brother took the ketchup. And it just goes from there. So when I saw this, I'm going to be at this.
Excellent.
It's a tremendous looking show.
Well, good morning, and it's great to be here this morning. And actually, what you were saying, I do some volunteer work with assisted living. And I go in, read stories, talk with the residents. And one of the things, we always end up gravitating back to food.
Please.
It's radio.
It's radio.
Radio.
Okay.
But it's always about, and that seems to spark again. Mm-hmm. Dealing with the Reflections residents, which are dementia and Alzheimer's residents, and we often end up talking about food, and that sparks a lot of recollections and memories. And you know, they'll ask me, "What apples do you use in your apple pie?" And oh, this was my favorite pie, or my mom, and that always seems to hit a very positive note.
You know, just, and I'm not stealing from you after that. I gave this questionnaire to my brothers and sisters, okay? There was 5 of us. Everyone put down the same meal.
What was
Isn't
it?
Isn't that amazing?
What was it?
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Isn't that amazing? I just like randomly sent it out. Everyone had the same meal.
I like meatloaf.
Yeah.
You know, and that's part of the downside of rehearsing the show and working on the show. We find when we're done rehearsing it, we're hungry because it's all about food. It's all about food.
My mother was a great cook.
Okay.
She used to be one of the old German ladies cooked in the back of the delicatessen, and she would whip up some meals that were, I don't know how they did it, 25, 30 people, no problem.
Right, that's amazing.
And really good stuff. But that's the way it works. Then I know people who talk about the meal that they had, which was spaghetti with ketchup on it.
Oh, I know. I've heard those stories.
Yes.
Like they say, you know, my mother wasn't a very good cook.
And going back to what you said earlier in the show, we talk about Sauerbraten. And my grandmother had an amazing recipe for Sauerbraten. And we talk about that and also Butterkebacken. But I'll leave it at that.
Butterkebacken.
See, my mother never made pot roast. The part of Germany they came from, Sauerbraten wasn't one of them. But there was a meal called kale, green kale.
Mm-hmm.
Like kale was now an end.
Right, right. Yeah, now
well, she used to make kale with what was called pinkelwush, potatoes, tenderloin, and bacon fat. I mean, it's not a health
What's
food.
Pinkelwush?
Pinkelwush is a, it comes in a
The things
casing.
You learn on Project
Yeah, it comes in a casing.
Okay.
It has a little, I really don't know what's in it, but it's
but
good.
But you ate it.
The mystery meat?
It was good.
Mystery
It was good. Everybody likes it. And then you had to have a little thing called kummel with it, K-U-M-M-E-L, which was like a caraway-based after
okay.
dinner or during dinner drink.
It's a liqueur, yeah.
Oh, okay,
was,
okay.
Which was used to, it's supposed to help your digestion.
Look at the conversation we've had to start a show.
We can start a cooking
just,
show.
It's the truth, just talking
show.
About food.
Yeah.
But it's, you know... But we deflect. Let's go back
yeah.
to
okay, okay.
and the show and what's going on.
But it shows that the show, I think, has something for everyone.
Oh, tremendous. When I read it, I was like, my God, what an idea. It really is. And I've never heard of a cabaret show like this. I really haven't. There might have been someplace, but I think this is wonderful.
Eric Baum is my musical director, and we both feel this is our best show
okay.
to date. And we've had a lot of fun putting it together. In fact, as we work, I said, these are, none of these are original songs from the point of view, if you define original, we wrote them. They've
okay,
all been
okay.
written. Some go back into the Great American Songbook, some from the musical theater, some from more contemporary composers. But as you do the show, and the stories are all true. They're from my life and growing up. And the songs are woven into the stories. You almost think, gee, did you write that song just for that story?
Okay.
And no. The stories are real. They're all true. They all happened. But the songs have already been written and established.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up, well, I was born in Jamaica, Queens,
right.
and then grew up on Long Island. So I'm a Long Island girl. I mean,
so these memories all revolve around that part of the world.
Home here. Well, I toured with the Bicentennial Wagon Train show, so 6 months on the road. Eating on the road is a different experience, but a lot is growing up with my family and friends. And one of the quotations that we use comes from Cooking Light magazine. The editor said, food is bound up with memory. And I think we've already proven that
from
our brief conversation here this morning.
Yeah, I'm sure we could continue on that. You know,
absolutely, go. Yeah. Actually, Oscar, we were talking even when you just first walked in, excuse me, in reference to the Milkman song.
Right.
Just to talk about that. That's going to
okay.
be part of the show?
Yes,
okay.
it is part
okay.
of the show. We put that in as part of the show. The song you would ask about is Milkman, Keep Those Bottles Quiet.
The reason I asked was because my father was a milkman.
And it's a wartime hit. It was made popular by Ella Mae Morse. Hmm. But later, the reason I found it in the MGM musical or picture, Broadway Rhythm, and Nancy Walker sang it. And that's dated back to 1944. So that's where Milkman comes from. And it talks, and we talk about it in the show too. Milk was delivered in bottles.
Right.
And I still remember as a child going to the milk box on the front step.
I remember that.
And,
absolutely.
You know, pulling the milk bottles out. But it talks about, goes back to the 1940s, where of course we were in the war, men were overseas. Fighting, and women were here building aircraft, and the whole idea is right. yelling out the window that, you know, I'm trying to sleep, and you're making all that noise with those milk bottles. And it's a fun tune from the swing era.
I do remember, you know, they had caps on top of them.
Right.
And
wires. You had a wire on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For some reason, I remember like a accordion style
yes,
squeeze.
Folded.
Yeah, paper cap.
Yeah. And the cream would rise to the top.
Right.
That little layer of cream at the top.
Yeah, it was a different planet because the milk bottles would be reused over and over again.
Yeah, he took them, right? He took them and replaced them,
brought them back. They would do what they did with them, clean them, sterilize
them. I'm trying to think, when did that end? Like, that was in the 60s still, because we had a country house that we used to go to, and the milk was brought.
Probably because of convenience.
Yeah.
You know, containers are, of course, fill up the landfill.
Right, well,
or get recycled.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a different world. I mean, we don't restore things too often anymore.
No. That's another issue. Yeah. That's another whole show. I don't. Yeah. This is an upbeat show.
Yes, this is all.
What we do with landfills, another story. I have a question.
Sure, certainly.
Putting together a show like this with a number of these tunes, what came first, the tune or the story? You know, like, did you think
chicken
about
chicken or the egg?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
And we're back to food again. The way cabaret, the definition of cabaret can be any number of things.
Okay.
And there are all types of cabaret. The way I prefer to do cabaret, actually a mentor and a friend of mine is Andrea Marcovici. And Andrea actually has defined cabaret as an intensely personal evening of stories and songs that are delivered in a very honest, sincere way in an intimate setting. And we were thinking about a theme for one of our shows for the This is our newest show. And I love cooking. I'm a very serious baker and cook. And so what I started doing, it was sort of, it all happened together. We would look for songs that were related to food, anything with food or drink. And then I also thought about it. I just one day, like a stream of consciousness, wrote stories, ideas, brainstorm things to do around my experiences, my memories with food. And we finally came upon that core, that the stories and songs sparked by our memories and experiences, not just a show about songs about food. So
right,
we wanted to home in on that theme, so to speak. And then from there, we started to weave the two together. Because I can remember when I first started, I had a legal pad with all of these stories and brainstorms and just ideas written down. And then we started looking at songs and collecting those from all different sources. And then we found, well, what songs might fit in with these stories? And that's how we wove it together. So I guess they sort of both happened at the same time. But the thing that was important for us, for Eric and I, was to find that theme for the show, not just a show with stories and songs about food.
Can you,
the through line were the memories and the experiences.
I'm sorry, but can you give us an example of one of the stories and how it might be?
Yeah, sure. Let's start. Actually, we'll talk about my background in the theater.
We're going to have to take a break in about 2 minutes. What I'd rather do is you give the information of when it's going to be.
Excellent.
And then when we come back from break, we can do that.
Okay. The show is going to be Thursday this, today's Friday. Yep. So this Thursday, April 27th, it's at 8 p.m. It will be in the Hillwood Recital Hall here on the LIU Post campus. You can get tickets at the door. There is also a website or a link that you can go to. I was going to say, if you're looking for information, if you go to katebeckman.com/schedule, the word schedule with a capital S, dot HTML, all of the information there. There are links for tickets. There are links for a campus map. There's links for everything. It's all there. But it's Thursday, April 27th, 8 p.m., Hillwood Recital Hall. And the ticket prices for our listeners, anyone 62 or over, it's $25. We hope you'll encourage families and friends. Anyone outside of that, younger than that, it would be $30. And then if you're a student with a college ID, or if you're below 18, you can get in for $10. Because part of my goal also is to support cabaret on Long Island.
Right, I understand.
That particular, style. The program will last about 70, 75 minutes, no intermission, true cabaret. And it is a benefit performance for LIU Post's Department of Communication Sciences and Disorders, and also the LADGE Speech and Hearing Center here on campus. So we are doing it as a benefit performance for that. So we hope people will come out, support the arts, support the department, and have a great evening. It's not an early weekend on Thursday night.
You know, in the next segment, too, I was very interested in reading about the LADGE part of it, and that'd be good.
Okay, we'll touch that on the next. We're going to go into break. I just want to make sure it's Kate Beckman, KateBeckman.
Yes.
.com.
Right.
We're going to take a break now. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. We'll be right back.